sitting there, let the first be silent, for you can all prophesy one by one, so that all may learn and all be encouraged. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets, for God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. For God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. Let's pray. Father, creating us a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer, speak, Lord, by your spirit in your word. Your people are listening. In Jesus' name we pray. Seems to thrive on chaos and confusion. Social media algorithms, political divisions, cultural debates, moral confusion, and personal anxieties bombard us every single day. People are asking, what is true? Where is God? What is right? How do I navigate life in this climate without getting lost? Paul's words to the church at Corinth cut straight to the heart of our confusion. God is not a God of confusion, but of peace. The Corinthians were a church filled with chaos, disorder in worship corporately, divisions among the believers internally, fractured fellowship, spiritual immaturity, competition. Paul reminds them and us that God's character is constant, it's clear, and it's orderly. Today we will explore how to live with clarity in a chaotic world by looking at three areas of life: a life of worship, a life of relationships, and a life of daily living. We're going to zoom in on worship today. The Corinthian problem was marked by chaotic worship. People were speaking in tongues without interpretation, verses 27 through 28. Several prophets spoke at the same time. We can't all talk at the same time. We can all sing together, but we can't talk together. That creates confusion. That's verses 29 through 31. I'm preaching the Bible. Worship had become about, here it is, individual expression rather than corporate edification. So when we gather together, we come as individuals, but we got to worship as a body. And so Paul reminds them, for God is not a God of what? Confusion, but of peace. In other words, worship that reflects God's character must reflect his clarity, not his confusion. We can't say God is a God of love and then we hate one another. That's confusion. We can't say God is a God of forgiveness, but we're unwilling to forgive. That creates confusion. And so what we say about God in our theology must be applied say what God has already said and make practical application to one's life and living. So there's a threefold effect of prophecy. It's in verse 3, 1 Corinthians 14:3. On the other hand, the one who prophesies speaks to people for their what? Upbuilding. You may say for their edification, for their building up. And secondly, for their encouragement. So if you're tension. But he's a God of peace. This word, akathetasia, is used elsewhere for political turmoil. Do we have that today in America? Political turmoil. Economic turmoil. Relational turmoil. We have chaos in our world. Now, it's always been here, but it's intensifying. It's amplifying. It's magnifying. Because the longer we get to his return,
personal business between you and God. Look at 1 Corinthians 4:7. For who sees anything different in you? What do you have that you did not receive? If then you received it, why do you boast as if you did not receive it? This is what the problem with a chaotic church. A chaotic church in a chaotic world. That's bad.
good, preacher. I say amen to myself. That's good. That's good, y'all. My kingdom is not of this world, for if it was of this world, my disciples would be fighting until now. If they would have started the fight, we would have been a part of the fight. But he says, not that kind of kingdom. God is not a character. He's a holy God. Peace here means more than
shall be